90 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Fox News has settled with Dominion Voting Systems for nearly $800 million in the case stemming from Fox's repeated broadcast of false allegations about the 2020 election results. ABC's Lindsay Watts is covering the trial.
Critics of the settlement note it does not require Fox News to acknowledge the election falsehoods on air to its audience. But Dominion isn't finished. It's also suing former Trump attorneys Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, as well as MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, for their false claims about the election result.
Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira is due back in court for a hearing today. The accused Pentagon leaker finds out if he'll remain behind bars while he awaits trial. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is still working to build support for a Republican proposal that would raise the nation's debt limit. GOP demands include a limit on future federal spending increases. The White House says that would amount to huge cuts in programs that millions of Americans rely on. This is ABC News. A lawsuit's being filed today in Memphis after the January death of a black man following a traffic stop.
29-year-old Tyree Nichols was pulled over by police for reckless driving, but body camera footage shows that traffic stop interaction. Officers yelling at Nichols, striking him several times and holding him down, kicking and hitting him after he attempted to run away. Nichols died days later in the hospital, his death sparking a Justice Department review of the department's use of force and de-escalation policies. Attorneys for the family say they plan to file a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Memphis and its police department today. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
All five officers involved have pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder. Authorities in Beijing say they have detained the head of a private hospital where a fire killed at least 29 people, most of them patients. The fire is thought to have started from sparks caused by welding from construction work at the hospital. The head of the construction crew also has been detained. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Fox News has settled with Dominion Voting Systems for nearly $800 million in a case stemming from Fox's repeated broadcast of false allegations about...
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 19th. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense on the shores of Lake Wissota. It's another beautiful day up north. And coming up this morning, hey, at least we're not Iowa. Republicans over in the Iowa legislature have been having a week for the history books, rolling back child labor laws, cutting food assistance from the working poor, refusing to answer fiscal questions about bills they're about to pass, making it easier to bring guns into public schools, even interfering with Democrats' plans for next year's Iowa caucus. We're going to review all this and speculate about the corn liquor down there because the Iowa GOP appears to be rather drunk on power. We'll review some headlines around Wisconsin, of course. The Brewers win in extra innings. We'll talk about that. We'll get to national politics and talk about the Republicans', shall we say, interesting tax plan. They could roll back the $2 trillion in deficit spending they did with tax cuts in 2017 that disproportionately went to the very wealthy. Instead, Republicans are continuing to embrace a tax plan that would hit middle-class families the hardest. Or as one member of Congress put it, it's about time that pimps and prostitutes pay taxes. That's their plan. More or less. Todd Albo will join us as well, and we will get into the Dominion settlement of the defamation lawsuit against Fox, quote-unquote, news. There are positives and negatives about it that we will review with you. First, a couple of reminders. As always, we take your questions, we take your comments pretty much throughout the show. You got something on your mind, something you hear that doesn't sound right, something you want to contribute to the discussion, we'd love to have you at 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. The email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And something I haven't said at the top of the show much lately is that this show is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. We take each hour and turn it into a separate podcast episode. So if you'd like to listen back to a show or subscribe to a show, mine or others, go to thecivicmedia.us. Click on shows, and then you can subscribe as well. So we'd love to have you along as a listener in some way, shape, or form, because otherwise Aaron and I just got to talk to ourselves all morning, and then he's got to talk to Todd, and then that's pretty much it. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. There are worse things than spending the morning with you and Todd, that's for sure.
Oh, are you just saying that because Todd and I are going with you out to a Brewers game on Friday?
Well, that doesn't hurt.
It doesn't anyway. Well, good. Then we've established who's buying the first round when we get there. That's great. I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm betting the Brewers are too. That's a long road trip they've been on. 10 games, no days off. They wrap it up this afternoon in Seattle after winning 6-5 in 11 innings last night. Last night, Aaron, was the latest I've stayed up in a while before a show. And even then, I only got to the sixth inning of the game. But I learned to appreciate that while I once could get by on six and a half hours of sleep, that's getting tougher and tougher to do. You need a really good reason to stay up that late. And I don't when is your cash out time these days?
Normally it's like 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Although last night I was up pretty late. I was up till like 10:30 because I had some friends over playing board games. which is not necessarily what you might have expected me to say. Well, for me,
No, actually, no. From what I'm not surprised at all. And I was chuckling not at that, but just at the awkwardness that you feel when you have to tell your friends, you know, or family, like, I really got to go to bed.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
definitely.
You know, it's like that's not the thing you say as a young man, unless you've got a particular job going on. So, well, let me get to the Brewers here. They did win 6-5 in 11 innings. It was Joey Weimer who scored on a Willie Adames groundout. Adames finished with three RBIs. He had a run scoring double in the third. He had a solo home run in the sixth. Christian Yelich had a leadoff home run, and he made it 2-0 with an RBI single in the third. They play, like I said, this afternoon, and then they're off tomorrow as they come home for 9 games at home, 3 against Boston, 3 against Detroit, 3 against the Angels. And Giannis Antetokounmpo is listed as doubtful. So he's not out entirely, but listed as doubtful for game 2 of their NBA first-round playoff series against the Miami Heat tonight in Milwaukee. In the couple of seconds that I got left, the reason I stayed up late was to finish this book. John Kinville doesn't know that I'm mentioning this morning, but he does know I'm going to reach out to him. John Kinville's a teacher here in Chippewa Falls. He has written a book about the first World War II casualty from Chippewa Falls. This was somebody who, because he was very young, he never married. His life kind of disappeared in the past few decades. And John Kinville's book basically brings him back to life and shows us the vitality of a young man from Wisconsin who was lost at Pearl Harbor. Expect us to talk more about that, but I wanted to say just a specific thank you to John right now for writing that book. Let's take a break. More after this. You're up north.
And we have another minute.
Oh, look at me looking at the clock here. We are off to a great start here. Hang on. I want to put Aaron back on screen so he's properly laughing at me. I remember why this is. I'm looking at the 11s, and once upon a time, our breaks were at 11 past the hour rather than 13 past. So that's how that happened.
Gotcha.
But but it's true. I stayed up too late finishing this book, and it is, I did not know what to expect going into this. I thought, well, you know, somebody from Chippewa was killed in, you know, World War II. What are you going to say? The crux of it is a long distant relative saved 33 different letters that he and his mom wrote back and forth or to friends and such. And it's through those letters that John Kinville brings him back to life. So Chippewa Falls, World War II hero Harry Kramer is the name of the book. And we'll talk to John Kinville sometime later about that. Hey, this seems like a good time for a break. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 51, winds out of the east 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 44, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 69. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Part of today's history lesson and music break. Coming up a little later this hour, we'll tell you exactly why. Here's our call of the day. We'd like to know if you think that the Fox, quote-unquote, news defamation settlement will make right-wing media more responsible. Will more of Fox's viewers embrace some less extreme outlets, or will nothing change? Will things actually get worse because it was a settlement and didn't go all the way through the trial process? We would love to have your thoughts on that at 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. Again, what do you think is going to be the after effect of what happened yesterday in a courtroom in Delaware, where the Fox political and propaganda channel was due to face some long overdue accountability? It has been far too long in coming, and now it still won't, but at least it did a little bit of good. Whether it did enough good to move the meter remains to be seen. But as background for folks that haven't been following this closely, you surely know by now that in the aftermath of the 2020 election, Fox News consistently parroted Donald Trump's lies about the election somehow being rigged, that there were irregularities. That was my least favorite word during that time. You heard Ron Johnson and Tom Tiffany and all the others talk about irregularities. There weren't any. There weren't any. There were rumors about them because the rumors got started by the lies being told by Donald Trump, and he knew they were lies. The January 6th committee found, you know, the instances where lying about the results was something that was talked about the summer of 2020, months before the election. Fox News didn't have to go along with that. That's the clear thing here. They did not have to go along with it. They could have been a news channel rooted in fact and said, this isn't so, or we're not seeing anything. But no, their hosts and others continued to make claims about voting machines operated or owned or created by Dominion Voting Systems, Dominion telling them in real time, behind the scenes, this stuff isn't true. You know, here's the evidence. Their hosts and producers, they knew it wasn't true. They had their doubts. They expressed their doubts in emails and texts, but they continued to say what they said on air. And Dominion said, that's enough. You should have to pay a price for lying about us on air. And that's exactly what this trial was set to do. It was, as we saw in all the evidence that was being gathered for this trial, it was clear that the only chance that Fox News had was for a rogue member or two of the jury to say, no matter what the evidence says, we're going to go with what we want to happen. Because after all, that's what right-wing media is all about. We don't care what the evidence says. This is what we want to have happen. For whatever reason, Dominion Voting Systems decided to accept a settlement just as the trial was about to start, just as opening arguments were about to be delivered to a jury that had just been impaneled. And they agreed to settle for...
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy.
So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today. Otherwise, overcast. Highs level off around 42. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 37. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 59. Cloudy skies. Mid-50s Friday with a chance for scattered showers. Much cooler Saturday with highs in the mid-40s and mixed precip. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Might abandon them, go over to some other more conservative news channel. And another thing, off air and texts and emails to one another.
So the evidence is out there. They lied. They knew that they were lying. Where do we go from here? We've got at least one caller online, and we'd like to have more. So feel free to give us a call while I share my thoughts here at 844-967-2789. We'll take your calls in just a minute or two. I would argue that the good guys lost one yesterday because of the settlement. Fox lost the battle, but in a way won the war to survive doing what they do. That's not to say that Fox got away with what it did in 2020. It most assuredly did not. They paid a price, a big financial price, for lying. But Fox didn't get away with what they did. They did, however, get away with a business model that will not see any substantive changes as a result of this settlement. There was no full judgment by a jury. There was not the $1.6 billion that would have hurt Fox. And even though the maximum penalty wouldn't have driven them out of business, it would have done the closest we could get to the best outcome. The best outcome, of course, would be for, you know, the end of a channel dedicated to lying or misleading millions of Americans, eroding faith in democracy, and most importantly, normalizing a culture that rewarded conflict, mistrust, and outrageous behavior from our elected leaders. So you may ask, well, fine, if Fox was never in danger of shutting down its operation, what's the difference, a settlement versus a judgment? Now, it's right there in the words, settlement, judgment. In the latter, you are judged. A jury of fellow Americans has heard evidence, weighed it, listened to rebuttals, ultimately put something very real on the record, saying that Fox's political propaganda channel lied to such a level that no one should ever believe their claim to be a news channel. They would have been adjudicated as untrustworthy. And frankly, that would have made it a lot easier for cable and satellite systems to properly reposition the channel closer to other opinion or fiction channels and away from channels that are dedicated to the actual craft of journalism, which is about providing information that is based in facts. Without that judgment, we have a settlement. It's the journalistic version for Fox of a get out of jail almost free card. Fox can wiggle around with the semantics and say, well, they got a few things wrong in this one instance, but everything else they've said and done, therefore, must be on the up and up. They're going to take the settlement as tacit approval to keep doing what they've done for decades. Lie. As media critic Oliver Darcy said, I'm told as part of the settlement, Fox will not have to acknowledge on air that it told lies about Dominion. The fight over truth and attacks on democracy has been reduced to nothing more than a business deal. Dominion made a business decision and took the money. And all that means in the future, as mentioned by analyst Juanita Tolliver, is now right-wing channels will just bake that money into the cost-benefit analysis of their future coverage. When you have enough money to spread a message and you can even just set some aside for a legal penalty, does it really dissuade you? I mean, after all, Ron Johnson knows that there's a price tag on misinformation, but if you're willing to pay it, you know, here's somebody who knew. He told a Brown County Republican official shortly after the 2020 election that he knew that Biden had beaten Trump, but that it would be, quote, political suicide to do anything other than help stoke Trump's lies. And so Johnson spent December of 2020 casting doubts. He very nearly spent January 6th as an accomplice to an attempted coup. And yet, far from accountability for spreading lies, Ron Johnson won a third term. Johnson had given untold millions to a few supporters through a sweetheart tax deal. They then spent millions in racist TV ads as a way of thanking him for it, helping him win by the narrowest margin. And those rich folks can say quite honestly, they got him reelected. Because when you allow enough money to drive a message, it doesn't have to be true. Fox did not want more sponsors to leave. They did not want more viewers to leave. But now, like Alex Jones, they get to play the role of victim. And that's unfortunate because this whole thing doesn't change my basic premise. There is room in this country for center-right media. Most people who vote Republican, I believe, are still center-right. They would embrace a center-right version of what we do at Courier Newsroom with our center-left values, our commitment to facts, and our constant emphasis on solving problems, not just airing grievances and just trying to win at all costs. A judgment would have been made it easier for Americans to see more media like that, and we're not going to get that in this particular instance. What do you think? Dan in Madison's been holding. Dan, thanks for the patience. What are your thoughts on the settlement between Dominion and Fox?
I got to say, you stole all my thunder. That was excellent analysis. That's pretty much in line with my thinking. As you even just stated, you know, I myself am center-right, but I cannot vote for these crazy Republicans because they're not conservatives. And so, you know, everything they're doing is just chaos. And one of the things I would like to see out of this, it's not going to happen, but I would like to see the FCC, you know, actually muster up and do something about that network calling themselves Fox News. ABC has a news channel or has a news program. They don't call the whole network ABC News. They call it ABC. CBS, NBC, same story. They have a news show or multiple, but they don't call their whole network news. Fox does have a couple of news shows and a ton of punditry shows. They should not be allowed to call the whole network Fox News when that's not what they do all the time. CNN, on the other hand, cable news network, news all the time. That's all they do is news. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do, Dan, and I agree with you so much that, you know, what good a center-right channel would do for the country. Not right-wing, but one that has that kind of discourse that I know you and others really want from our country and from our media. So, Dan, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it so much. We will, on the other side of the break, talk a bit more about this, take more of your phone calls, and then just really get into the whole notion of the tie between media and democracy. You know, media is so much more than, you know, the soap operas and the game shows and everything else. You know, media is our town square. It is our printing press. And there need to be consequences for lying about it. Was yesterday's consequence big enough? That's what we want you to tell us about coming up next. You're up north.
You are listening.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Fox News has settled with Dominion Voting Systems for nearly $800 million in the case stemming from Fox's repeated broadcast of false allegations about the 2020 election results. ABC's Lindsay Watts is covering the trial.
Critics of the settlement note it does not require Fox News to acknowledge the election falsehoods on air to its audience. But Dominion isn't finished. It's also suing former Trump attorneys Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, as well as MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, for their false claims about the election result.
Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira is due back in court for a hearing today. The accused Pentagon leaker finds out if he'll remain behind bars while he awaits trial. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is still working to build support for a Republican proposal that would raise the nation's debt limit.
Bo Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bo Tussle is bringing fiber internet.
This is ABC News.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A former school board member of the Heartland Lakeside School District who resigned earlier this month is facing three misdemeanor counts of election fraud for allegedly using his father's address on campaign documents during last year's spring election. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting John Harder facing a fine up to $1,000 or prison time up to 6 months. Harder was elected to a three-year term on the board in 2022, but resigned earlier this month without stating a reason. He's due back in court April 27th. Parts of Wisconsin got hit with more than a foot of snow Sunday night into Monday. The town of Northfield in Jackson County reported 22 inches. Black River Falls with 19.5. The city of Phillips in Price County got 15 inches of new snow, and a foot fell on the Iron County town of Saxon. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Follow Up North News with our daily newsletter. Go to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and click newsletter on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
You say the price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry.
We'll just talk over the start of this, Aaron, because you still haven't seen Hamilton, right?
Yes, unfortunately.
We have to rectify this. And we'll tell you again in our next segment, our history lesson, why we're playing music from Hamilton, dealing with the Revolutionary War. But I'm glad it's still traveling. And look, even if you never get to see the show, listen to the soundtrack just top to bottom, you know, as if you were at the show, because that's pretty much the whole show anyway. You won't regret it. You really won't.
Yeah, I believe it. I've only heard praise.
Especially the tune there from the King George character. He's got three songs in there that are just amazing showstoppers. We still want to know what you think of the settlement with Fox and Dominion, whether that will change anything. You can call us at 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. The problem here with the lack of a trial and a judgment, and let's face it, cable networks love to cover trials going back to OJ. I knew he'd come up with it there. And because of that kind of wall-to-wall daily coverage, you know, Fox knew was going to just continue to hammer and hammer and hammer away at their credibility. And Dominion basically let them off the hook yesterday. A judgment would have made it easier for Americans to eventually see more responsible center-right media that would come in the wake of Fox's near destruction. Instead, we're going to continue to hear this little compound phrase that just makes me nauseous. The phrase is doubling down. Instead of admitting defeat, President Trump doubled down on his election fraud claims. Presented with actual facts about Russia's election meddling, Senator Ron Johnson doubled down on claims about a so-called deep state. Tom Tiffany, after being asked to please concentrate on the struggling families in his own congressional district, doubled down on his belief that demonizing immigrants and advocating for closing the southern border was the best possible use of his time. In other words, all of these extremists and the rhetoric that presents a clear and present danger to our democracy, they have other outlets now, outlets that are even further to the right of what Fox was, channels that are more fringe and more cringeworthy. And they will hide behind a First Amendment that protects a free press and protects speech. But we always talk about being here in the land of Wisconsin sense, and Wisconsin sense reminds us that free speech can come with consequences. Defamation is real. Lying can be called out in court if necessary. And let's face it, one thing that has changed over time, as you just heard in some of the commentary from other channels, is that respectable newsrooms and more Americans are being more assertive about calling a lie a lie. Remember, in the beginning, nobody wanted to refer to Wisconsin's maps as gerrymandered. Like, oh, no, that might offend Republicans, until they finally came to realize, yeah, these things are rigged. You can call them what they are. They're gerrymandered, which is just a nice way of saying corrupt. So Fox won a war of survival yesterday. Its reputation is battered but not broken. So our job here on, you know, basically the battlefield of truth in a fight to literally save democracy is to remind our friends and neighbors who are Fox viewers that Fox is, in fact, a clown show, and that they would do well to be open to various perspectives more than they currently claim they are. To be open to honest debate, be open to informed analysis, be open to trust, be open to compromise. And the often ridiculed but still severely essential concept of decent public service. And be open to losing gracefully on election night and fighting again another day, because that is the basis of democracy, along with a free press. Is to let the people vote. Don't impede their vote. Respect their right to vote. Respect the outcome. And if you don't like it, be part of an active opposition while reworking your messaging strategy to the voters for next time. The basis of democracy has never been to prevent fellow Americans from voting, making it harder to vote, casting doubt on outcomes you don't like, working to overturn a free and fair election by sowing mistrust, by sowing Russian disinformation points, by signing on to lawsuits like Tom Tiffany did, seeking to overturn the will of Wisconsin voters. You know, Fox's political propaganda channel doesn't have to say out loud that they support all of these things, but we all know it. We all saw the proof in the evidence that was going to come out at trial. We, as a country of viewers and voters, deserve better choices in the voting booth and on TV. So what do you think? Will Fox be hurt more deeply? Will this entire business just be a blip on the radar and we will never again see right-wing misinformation held to account? Or are things looking better? Are you seeing your friends and relatives, you know, turning away from Fox and frankly turning away from hate, turning away from the constant conflict, the grievances, the eternal victimhood where does American media go from here? That's what we want to know from you. Because we are still dependent as ever on outlets that tell us what is going on, rooted in factual information and in analysis that is heartfelt, honest, and well-researched. Because we have big problems in this country, and we need to be focused on solving the problems. The one we talk about most often, it seems, unfortunately, is gun violence and how we need honest debate on this and not something rooted in talking points from a lobbying group for gun manufacturers. If you're not up to speed on all of the latest headlines, there's not only the young teen in Kansas City shot through the door of a house when he went to the wrong house by mistake by an old white guy who decided to shoot first and ask questions later. But there's also the story of a 20-year-old woman, white woman, shot dead because their car went up the wrong driveway when they were looking for a friend's house. Old white guy comes out with a gun, shoot first, ask questions later. And now in Texas, several cheerleaders were shot and wounded as they went out to a parking lot and started to go into what turned out to be the wrong car. And this person felt so threatened by cheerleaders that he decided to shoot first and ask questions later. What do you do with that? What do you do with that when people make mistakes in other countries? People go to the wrong doors in other countries. People go up the wrong driveway in other countries. What's different here? It's the guns. What do we do about that? Do we at least start at the easiest point possible and stop selling automatic weapons of war on our streets without removing any of the ones that are currently there? If you just stopped selling new ones, would that help? Yes, we already know it would help. We tried that in the 90s. For 10 years, mass shootings went down. Then George W. Bush got elected. Republicans took control of Congress. They did not renew the assault weapons ban. And mass shootings have been they've been an epidemic ever since. They've been on a tear. And we need to talk to people in office who are willing to put solutions to problems first. The solution to problems is keeping our kids and other innocent people from getting shot. Kids that don't present a threat. This is not some kind of castle doctrine defending your home BS. This is people just ringing the wrong doorbell and getting shot through the door. These are people who are, again, should have been flagged by a so-called red flag law, who instead buy weapons, go into our schools, and start slaughtering our children. We need to have that honest debate. And honestly, if we had a center-right media ecosystem that would discuss these things, then we would have fewer people getting essentially a gag reflex and saying, I don't want to talk about anything about guns. You're just trying to politicize tragedy. That's what you heard from Fox just yesterday, was that Joe Biden is politicizing the tragedy of that boy in Kansas City being shot. That Biden's the one politicizing this tragedy. That is repulsive. It is repugnant. It is so not helpful for what we need in this country. Is we need those honest discussions. Mark from Prairie du Sac, who, you're not back there yet, are you? Are you back home?
Nope, not home yet.
Good morning, Mark.
It's going to be a bit. Yeah, good morning.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry about that. I had a button clicked on my screen here. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing better. It's going to be a few weeks before I get home.
Okay. All right. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I mean that I'm a little disturbed that Fox didn't get their hide further nailed to the wall, but we have to do that ourselves. the other news media needs to do that as well, that they actually were lying, but they're just not going to admit it on the air and make a point of that being part of the settlement. They don't have to admit the fact that they lied, even though they did lie. I mean, we can make a point of that, and the other media can make a point of that as well. As far as for the gun issue, back in the 1980s, Bill Ruger, a firearm manufacturer, of whom I have a couple of his different models of firearms, that said that no honest man needs more than 10 rounds in his magazine. And eventually his company was forced to change because of the whole Mark Vane thing of these huge capacity magazines that are out there now. And it is just, you don't need one of those things. And you don't need to respond to every little thing, perceived threat as something where you have to haul your firearm and shoot through the door or shoot cheerleaders trying to get, mistakenly get into the wrong vehicle. I mean, it's just asinine that these things are not taken more seriously by some members of the political community. It is just, something has to be done. I mean, I'm not sure what the answer is, but something needs to be done because it just is, the answer is not putting more guns in the schools. The answer is guns not getting into the schools at all. That having teachers aren't, because these teachers aren't, some teachers are going to be fully trained, but some of these teachers are not fully trained in this kind of thing. And blazing away with a firearm at one another is not what's going to happen. I mean, that you see our images of the old, of the old West, where a lot of those marshals cleaned up those towns by saying, when you come into town, you turn your weapons at the sheriff's office, because they knew the dangers of people going off half-cocked all the time with firearms on their sides.
Yeah, exactly. We just need to get that out of there and stop romanticizing. I think a lot of them are romanticizing this Wild West version, whereas we know the real version. We see the blood. The blood is red. We see, the body matter that is, sprayed all over, and those are our children. Mark, thank you for calling in on that, and please continue to get better.
Thanks, brother.
We'll talk again soon. I want to take a minute, because we haven't done it yet, just to address what I said at the top of the show, that at least we're not Iowa. Iowa legislators met all night, Monday night into Tuesday, and just before 5 a.m., voted to relax Iowa's child labor laws and allow teenagers to work in more hazardous conditions. The Republicans say that they're using children this way as a way to address the state's workforce shortage. And he rejected claims that this was more like a child slavery bill. But Democrats called the bill about as bad as it gets and says it doesn't really help with Iowa's labor shortage. You want to work on wages, maybe? That would help people. That would help people attract adults to Iowa instead of doing the other things they're doing, which is cutting SNAP money for food assistance for lower income families, and so much more that we'll talk about later. But I just wanted to again say, we've got a party that's going in the wrong direction, and we need more outlets calling them out honestly on it. We'll take a break for this day in history, a little music, all coming up next. You're up north.
If you're living
as a roofer, I'm always on the go, so I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With the new Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips. It's like having my Beacon rep in my pocket 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through June, purchase through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Beacon, always building.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and
a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today. Otherwise, overcast. Highs level off around 42. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 37. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 59. Cloudy skies. Mid-50s Friday with a chance for scattered showers. Much cooler Saturday with highs in the mid-40s and mixed precip. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good, good. I like the cap.
Thanks.
Who it was? Wendy and Lisa were the two singers that were with Prince as part of Prince and the Revolution. I remember them. You would fit right in.
Nice.
Prince topped the charts with Kiss on this day in 1986. The number two song behind Kiss was Manic Monday by the Bangles, which was also written by Prince. But in tribute to Prince and this song, I would like to offer up the alternative version, and I don't even know, Melissa or Aaron, if you're familiar with this one, but once you hear it, you're going to want to turn it up loud. Here's Tom Jones and the Art of Noise.
You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kid. Think I better dance now.
I love that so much. Can't tell how many times I've used that line. Think I better dance now. And off goes Tom Jones. You hear that version ever? Either of you?
I have.
Nobody?
I don't know if I have either. Only reason I know that song is because of Pretty Woman and Julia Roberts singing it in the hot tub.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
that's one of my favorite Prince songs.
Well, it's also one of my favorite Tom Jones songs, but you know, we don't have time to play the whole milieu, as it were. Also on this day in 1775, the reason we were playing Hamilton earlier, the Revolutionary War began with an American victory in Concord during the battles of Lexington and Concord. On this day in 1987, The Simpsons first appeared as a series of shorts on the Tracy Ullman Show.
Oh, wow. James is going to have a good day.
I loved the Tracy Ullman Show so much. Loved Tracy Ullman. And I remember seeing those little Simpson cartoons. And I was kind of happy when they first got a show. But, I mean, let's see. That's 30-some seasons. I guess I have to say I checked out of The Simpsons a very long time ago.
Oh, they're still going strong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, because there's never a lack of material to mock. On this day in 2005, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was elected to the papacy and became Pope Benedict the 16th. On this day in 1980, from the movie American Gigolo, today's number one song in 1980 was from Blondie. See, we got birthdays today. A lot of actors and actresses today. Tim Curry is 77. There's also Simon Cowell is 71. He looks pretty good for 71. That's a guy that takes care of himself. Ashley Judd is 55. James Franco is 45. Kate Hudson, you want to take a guess on her?
I really don't know. 43?
44. Very good.
Hey.
And Hayden Christensen, the actor best known as Anakin Skywalker, is 42 today. I had a lot of fun finding this one. Did you know that there was a ska band that first performed on Saturday Night Live in 1980?
No.
Me neither. So I'm going to play a little clip of here. This is the clip from them on Saturday Night Live this day in 1980. The Specials is the name of the group. The song is called Gangsters. Give a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Specials.
Burn rolls, nose, don't argue!
I guess what it says here is the crowd loved it. The crowd ate it up, but I'd never heard of the Specials till today. I don't think you have either. You have?
Oh, hey.
Oh, good. Okay. I would have thought they would have caught on more, but you ever look back on Saturday Night Live? There's so many times I've looked at the musical guest and I've kind of checked out, like, you know, and then later on they get to be famous and you go, oh, I guess I should have paid more attention to them.
There's so much to pay attention to, though.
I know. You can only do, I've got so much bandwidth here, only so much. On this day in 1994, Nas released his debut album, Illmatic, at the age of 20, still considered one of the greatest rap albums of all time. Here's a little clip from a track called It Ain't Hard to Tell. Said to be one of the best examples of East Coast rap at the time, which would have been, wow, 21 years ago now when that came out. So that's a little bit of our music break and our history lesson for this day. So Melissa, tell us what's happening at locally grown radio, WFHR.
Well, this week, actually today, our mayor, Shane Blazer, is going to be on Morning Magazine, which starts at 10 o'clock. And then also Wood County Health Department, we're getting an update from Rome, because there's a lot of exciting things going on in our little town of Rome. And then Senator Patrick Destin will be on Friday.
Okay. Well, good. Well, maybe he'll get asked about whether it is such a good idea to pass a bill that's been introduced lately allowing for teachers to be armed and have loaded weapons in schools.
Yeah. The answer is not more guns in schools, Pat. It's just not.
And yet, we've been talking, one of our themes this morning has been, at least we're not Iowa, where in the wake of, you know, the recent mass shootings in Kentucky and Tennessee, Iowa House Republicans voted on Wednesday to make it easier to bring guns onto the campuses of Iowa schools and universities, and implementing a gun safety curriculum developed by the National Rifle Association. So, you know, more guns next to the kids is one way to go about it. I'm getting all of this, by the way, from our sister publication, Iowa Starting Line, which is also part of Courier Newsroom. Iowa Starting Line has a newsletter and tells us as well this week that one of the things the Republican legislature is doing is trying to stop the way Democrats are trying to organize their presidential caucus for 2024, which, I mean, is just so unheard of, so wildly inappropriate to interfere with another party's, you know, elections and nominating process.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about this, Pat.
No, well, that's why we bring these things up, is we look around 49 other states so that you don't have to, because we stay busy and busy enough just checking all of that. And as if that weren't enough, I just know there's more. No, that was all of it. I wondered what's in the corn liquor down there. It just seems when you're that drunk on power, you know, that these kinds of moves are what you make. But we were getting back to the snow and saying that what was the technical term you used for how much snow fell the other day?
Stupid amounts
of snow have fallen there. And yet, because that narrow but amazingly heavy band of snow didn't fall over a major media market, almost nobody's heard about it.
Yeah, no, here in Abbotsford, I don't know the official amount, but I would guess it was well close to 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
It had to have been. And then the drifts were even higher. I didn't think I'd get out of my driveway, but my boyfriend took care of me.
He's a good man.
Well,
yeah, because again, if you'd gotten 2 feet of snow in a 24-hour period in, say, Chicago, I mean, we'd be hearing about that nonstop.
All over.
But you rugged Midwesterners in Abbotsford, you know how to get these things done.
We sure do.
Hey, thanks.
Just drive over it a bunch.
Yes, exactly. Just press it down. It melts soon enough. Thank you, Melissa. Have a great day.
You too, guys.
When we come back, a Republican tax plan that is centered on, as one congressman put it, pimps and prostitutes got to pay taxes. That's next. You're up north.
It's time to
infuse the goodness of handcrafted and single-origin loose-leaf tea into your life. It's all expertly sourced by your own certified tea specialist at Cultivate Taste in Green Bay. Cultivate Taste doesn't use flavorings, candy, or sugar in its luxurious teas, allowing you to develop your personal tea palate while knowing you are drinking something really healthy, too. Cultivate Taste on North Broadway in Green Bay. Call 920-770-7163. 920-770-7163. Or go to cultivatetaste.com.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.